how can you properly thank a father? You can't. What does a father do? Father, when you need a support, he'll give you his hand, he'll pick you up. Your father, when you need some wisdom, he'll give it to you. When you need also a bit of a knup, he'll give that to you as well, because you need it. Father influences you. He molds you. He molds your life. I can speak for myself, and I think also speak for the many thousands of Talmidim, of students of the Rosh Yeshiva, that who have been influenced by his teachings, that Rav Noach was not just a teacher, not just a Rebbe to us. He was also a father to us. He created Jews who were closer to Torah. He changed people's lives. And he's really like he was their father. You know, the Torah teaches us that to a Rebbe, a rabbi, his Talmidim are like his children. They are his children. They refer to him as his banim. And the Rosh Yeshiva, when you're with him, you felt like one of his children. You know, the Rosh Yeshiva, his genius was that he took the Torah and he made it Torah Chayim. He made it Torah for living, instructions for living. He made it real. You were in front of him and you felt the reality of Torah and how it affected your lives. It was so powerful. I'll tell you a story, personal story that happened to me with Rosh Yeshiva. I just finished about a 5-month stint learning the yeshiva there with my wife and my daughter at the time, and we had just finished and I was ready to go back to Toronto to my practice and get back to working life. And the message got to me that the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to see me in his office. I thought, oh, he wanted to give me a bit of a pep talk before I go back to Toronto, into working life again. I went into the Rosh Yeshiva's office, and we talked for a few minutes, and then he said to me, Stu, when you get back to Toronto, are you going to daven? I thought, well, I don't know. I didn't know how to take that. I've been learning yeshiva for 5 months straight. He was asking me if I was going to daven when I got home. I said, well, yeshiva, of course. He goes, Stu, tell me something. Are you going to daven 3 times a day? I didn't know if I should feel offended. I said, well, Rosh Yeshiva, of course I'm going to daven 3 times a day. Stu, how about all week, 7 days a week? I knew something was going on here. Finally he said, how about 365 days a year? Stu, are you going to daven 3 times a day for 365 days a year? Rosh Yeshiva, of course I'm going to do that. 365 days, 3 times a day. So Stu, I had just one question for you. I felt the hammer raising up. He said to me, he goes, Stu, if you're going to spend that much time davening, don't you think you should know what you're saying? That statement was like a bolt. It changed me. Rosh Yeshiva, he had a way of just bringing Torah and making it real. Just making it so real. Torah Chaim. He made it part of your life. You had to change. I think that was his... He affected so many people this way. And it grew. As it was said before, about 100,000 people just wrote down their names. I've seen the book. It's 3 huge binders. The Rebbetzin put it together. It's incredible. That was the Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, look at Eishet Torah. It's not a normal Kiruv organization. you can see the Rosh Yeshiva, his whole personality is imbued throughout the organization. What do we do at Eshet Torah? Look, the struggle. Look how many different areas Eshet Torah is involved in. Whether it's like in making movies to raise awareness of Islam, or whether it's, you know, kiru for the frum, or whether it's, you know, whether it's honest report, all these things, whatever struggle the Jewish people have, Eshet Torah got involved in it. Why? That's the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva felt with his soul how his greatness, his vision, he was able to see that we have to, whatever the struggle of the Jewish people, we have to do something about it. We can't just sit by. This came out in almost in every word that came out of his mouth. And it came through also to his students. And so you see all his students have this feeling too. This is what Eshet Torah is. And it's the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, Rav Noach, he was this voice in the streets. He was screaming the truth. You could see him. When the world would sit by, he would stand up and he would scream out the truth. We have to make our effort. We have to save Klal Yisrael. He was always just like this person just standing there, and you had to listen because he made it so real. He said that every person has to take responsibility. Whoever you are, you have the potential. You have to take responsibility. That's what made him different. It wasn't just you're learning Torah, but what are you going to do with that Torah? Do you feel the pain that 9 out of 10 Jews don't know what Judaism was all about? Do you feel that pain? What are you going to do about it? You say it enough, it just absorbs into your neshama. And that's what the Rosh Yeshiva did. That was his great vision, that he said people have to take responsibility. Wherever you are at, you have to take responsibility. And if you do, you can change the world. Imagine the power of being with the Rosh Yeshiva and hearing that all the time. You can do it. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, and it compares the Jewish people to a bird. But just like a bird needs its wings to fly, its wings are vital because it allows it to fly, because the Jewish people need the Canaan. They need elders. What is the Medrash talking about? They explain that it means the elders who have the strength of Chachma. They have the strength of wisdom. So a commentary, the Ma'azab, says on that it's true. We need the elders because of their Chachma. But even somebody who is young, even them who is immature, who doesn't necessarily have the years of experience and the level of Chachma of an elder, of a Zaken, because even somebody who is younger, that if they have the koach ha-chachma, if they have the strength of wisdom, the wisdom of Torah's Chaim, in fact, they feel Torah and they have that wisdom that Torah is real, then even them with their lackings, even a younger person who may have a lacking, can also, he's got the same power and can have the same impact as a Zaken. That's the Rosh Yeshiva. Came to us, created Balei Tshuva, and he said, and he made us believe that even though we grew up not knowing anything about Torah or very little about Torah, that we had the power to change the world. What a power, man, being by a gadol like that for any period at all. The impact on thousands of people. All you have to do is feel the pain of the Jewish people and do something about it. Everybody in this room can do it. And that's how he got people to be leaders. No matter where they came from, That was his power. That was the Rosh Hashiva's power. The only question, who are we going to look to now to guide us now? Who are we going to look to give us that inspiration? To tell us that we can do it, that we can be a leader. All we have to do is care. All we have to do is make the effort. Who is going to do that now? You know what the Rosh Hashiva would probably say? You don't need me. He says it's in every one of us. All you have to do is feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. You have to feel the pain of what we're struggling through. And when you feel it, and you feel it enough that you feel you need to do it, you will do something and you can impact the world. So you don't need me. That's probably what the Rosh Hashiva would say. How can you thank a father? The only way that you can really thank a father is by taking the love that he gives you and taking the wisdom that he gives you and utilizing it to reach your potential. My blessing to everyone in this room tonight and to all of the thousands of Talmidim across the world is that we should all take the love that Rav Noach Weinberg has given us in our lives, and we should all take the wisdom that Rav Noach has given us in our lives and use that to reach our potential. And as a result, we will have an impact on the world, and we should all achieve this in